Hi, this is Bill Cashel. Welcome back. Nice to see you again. I've missed you. Good to spend some time with you again. Okay, the last time we got together, we talked about conditioned responses. We said that everything we do, as far as almost everything in our life, not just with food, not just with our eating behavior, but most of the things we do are a conditioned response. We sometimes refer to them as habits. I've got this bad habit of doing this, that, and the other. No, not necessarily a habit. Again, as we said, a habit is something simple. I drive this certain way to work. I use my knife for this, my fork for this, whatever it's going to be. Those are habits. We do those without thinking. They're really at an unconscious level. When it comes to food or any other behavior that we're thinking of that we want to change, we said that's a conditioned response. Realize that there's some type of stimulus there, and when we see that stimulus, bang, all of a sudden we want it. We create a desire because it's been conditioned over time. Realize that's the reason that commercials are made the way they are. Advertisers do this all the time. In fact, think about this for a minute, and it will change the way you feel about advertising. Have you ever noticed when you see an advertisement, you may see something there and you'll hear some really nice music in the background. It may be some famous person where they paid a lot of money to use that song there, a great royalty for that. Why did they do that? They did that because when you hear that song, a popular song, they're hoping that will make you feel good. As you feel good, then you translate that feeling to their product. So you see their product, feel that feeling. Again, you'll see the commercial the next time. You hear that song, feel that feeling, see their product. They keep repeating this. They're creating conditioned response in you. The next time you go to the store, you see that product, bang! There's that feeling that's come back. So realize that commercials, that advertisers try to program you. Now, I'm not saying that's necessarily a bad thing because it's good to feel good. Ultimately, that's what we want in life. We want more than anything to change our feelings, to feel good about ourselves in our lives. Realize, too, and we'll talk about this at another time, but that's one of the main driving forces behind overeating. If you ever eat when you're not hungry, it's because you want to change the way you feel. You want to feel better. So that's always driving us. That's the reason people overeat, the reason they use drugs, the reason they use alcohol, whatever it is. They want to change their emotional state, the way they feel. They want to feel better. Okay, now that we know that advertisers are doing this to us and that at some unconscious level, quite often we're doing this to ourselves, let's talk a little bit more about this. This is called an anchor. When we create an anchor, in a sense, and we're going to talk about this next time and how we can break these really quickly. First of all, let's talk about what anchors are. Anytime we're in a highly emotional state and we engage any one of our five senses, we will anchor that feeling to that. For example, there may be certain songs, certain smells, certain sights that can take you right back to us any time in your past. For many people, maybe they're in a highly emotional state and they'll hear a song. Now, that song may not have had any particular association for them at the time, but they're in that highly emotional state. They hear that song, and the next time they hear it, bang, they're right back to that same time and place. They could tell you exactly where they were, what location it was, who was there with them. It takes them back every time. Not necessarily a song that they love, but it always takes them back because they were in a highly emotional state and they heard that song. They linked that up. They created that association to that. Okay? So now it becomes, in a sense, a conditioned response, an anchor that says every time I hear that song, I'll feel that feeling, I'll go back to that place. Now that can be good, and sometimes it can be bad. Because if it was a negative feeling, that means every time you hear that song, you'll start to feel bad, you'll start to feel depressed. When you feel depressed, you want to feel better. What do we often do? Reach for the food. Yeah, that'll make you feel better. But then what happens? You eat the food. And you say, oh my gosh, why did I eat that food? Then you feel worse. Now you're even more depressed. And so you're creating a behavior pattern which says, when I feel depressed, eat the food. Now, we got to break out of that cycle. So the first thing we want to do is realize we're constantly creating these anchors, these associations. also realize that you can break them. So here's what you want to do. You first want to identify and realize again, it can be any one of your senses that you can use. For some people, it may not be a song, it may be a smell. Maybe they'll smell chocolate chip cookies and they're back at grandma's house in the kitchen. Or they may smell evergreens and it's connected to the holidays for many people. So those types of associations, again, going on throughout our life, and particularly in the case of food. Last time we talked about cake, how we associate cake to celebrations. We're at a party, a celebration, birthday party, wedding, whatever it is. We feel good, eat the cake. Feel good, eat the cake. Next time we see the cake, bang. We want that cake because we want to feel good. All right, so let's see what we can do with that. First of all, realize that you can break that association. The first one is awareness, as we said before. So let's take the example of the cake. Or, in fact, let's take a step back. Let's talk about how we talked about how we created these anchors. Let's talk about how we can create more useful anchors and also release the ones that are not empowering us. Now, we said we know how an anchor is created. Anytime we're in a highly emotional state, then we create this anchor. So let's say that in this particular case, you said, I want to create an association for some good food. Maybe it's something like broccoli. Maybe you say, well, right now, I'm neutral on broccoli. Now, if you've already had some experiences where you say, in the past, maybe when I was a little kid, I ate broccoli, and, oh, I didn't like it, the dog wouldn't eat it, so, oh, I hate broccoli. Now, right now, you've got a negative association to that broccoli. So what I'd like you to do is start with something that you're fairly neutral on, that you know is a healthy food, something you right now do not have any negative feelings, negative associations. You're just not wild about it. So I'm going to use broccoli for an example. For you, it may be asparagus, spinach, it may be carrots, it may be peas, anything. But pick something where you say, you know, I'm really kind of neutral about this. And what I want you to do now is think about a time when you felt really, really good, really, really happy. And when you take yourself back that time when you feel really, really happy, as you do, imagine as you're feeling happy, feeling so good, maybe a time when you were in love or having a wonderful time, feeling really good. And as you feel that feeling, allow that feeling to grow stronger and stronger and stronger. And as you do, imagine now that you have this desire to eat some broccoli. Because you know that'll make you feel even better. And as you eat the broccoli, you focus on that wonderful feeling of love or joy or whatever it is. And it feels so good. And you actually feel it healing your body, making you feel good, making you feel healthy. Good. And now, think of another time. Another time when you felt really, really good. Maybe a happy moment, a time we were with someone. Maybe a special event in your life. So take yourself back there. Re-experience that. Make it brighter, stronger, more colorful. Really enjoy that experience. Feeling so good. And as you imagine yourself back at that place, at that time, at that experience, imagine there that maybe you're with someone or whatever that situation is, that you're there. Eating some broccoli, enjoying that person you're with or the experience you're at, and you're eating some broccoli, and it just seems to taste so good and feel so good. Yes, good. And now, let that feeling go. Let that experience go. And now think of another time when you felt happy, joyful, really proud. It may have been some other totally different experience. And as you do, imagine yourself now feeling so good about yourself, feeling so good about your life, and allow that feeling to really grow. You may want to think of a song or a different feeling, something that feels really good. And as you feel really good, let that feeling grow stronger and stronger within you, that feeling of joy, of happiness. And as you do, imagine, as you feel so good, you eat a nice, cool, crisp stalk of broccoli or any other food that you've chosen. And as you do, you chew that. And it feels so good. And it tastes so good. And you associate it with that feeling that you have of joy and pleasure and happiness. Yeah. And now, let that feeling go as you enjoy that broccoli. Feeling so good. And even notice now, as you imagine eating that healthy food, that you feel it invigorating every cell in your body. You feel a wonderful feeling of energy. It's almost like electricity going through your body, feeling your cells being enriched, feeling good. It's a wonderful, wonderful feeling. And the stronger you make that feeling, and the more times you repeat that, the more attractive that broccoli will be to you. So repeat that several times. Create a new association to that food. Repeat any good feeling, any good time. And as you're in that highly emotional, feeling good state, imagine eating broccoli, carrots, peas, whatever it is that you choose. But pick some healthy food. Because you've been doing this to yourself in the past for years and years. You've been associating poor food to those good times. So what I want you to do now is associate that. In fact, you may even now, here's another thing that you can do. Maybe you have a time now where you say, I always associate this certain time or place to some kind of poor food or some poor actions. So you might imagine yourself now being at that place in the future, enjoying that same experience where in the past you ate cake or cookies or something, and imagine eating some healthy food and feeling so good about yourself. Repeat these over and over again, and the key is to feel good. Attach feelings to that food. Really let it feel good. Yes. Okay. The more you repeat that, and the stronger you make the good feelings, the attachment to that food, the more it's going to enhance and appeal to you. So realize this is what advertisers have been doing to you for years. This is what you have been doing for yourself. You've been conditioning yourself through your experiences and through your emotions, your feelings, to create an attachment to those poor foods or the poor foods that you eat to excess. So now what you want to do is program yourself the same way for the healthy foods. Create that strong emotional attachment that whenever I eat this food, I feel good. The more you repeat that, the stronger it becomes. Repeat it in your mind over and over again. Here's a key point to remember. You don't have to do it in person. You can relive the event, feel good, and imagine eating that food. Because your mind cannot tell the difference. Your subconscious mind can't tell the difference between a real and a vividly imagined event. So imagine yourself back in that place, feeling good, and then allow yourself to enjoy eating that healthy food and attach that wonderful feeling. The more you practice this, the stronger it will get. And by the way, it's not necessarily time. It's not that you say, well, I have to do this once a day for the next 30 days. You can do this once an hour for the next 30 hours, or once every 10 minutes. And the more times you repeat it, the stronger it becomes. So create lots of positive emotion. Attach it to those healthy foods. Keep practicing this. The more you practice it, the more automatic it becomes. Once you've created an emotional attachment of feeling good to a certain food, then pick another food and pick some other times. Don't put all the attachments to one. And what you'll also find, too, is when you create these associations, these healthy foods, sometimes you'll not only bring back those good feelings, you'll bring back even those images and thoughts. And you'll feel good all the time. And that's what we really want, is to feel good. But we want to do it on our own terms. So keep practicing that over and over again. The more you do it, the more it reinforces it. Because you've been doing this with the bad foods, reinforcing it all your life. It's time to start doing it with the good foods. So I'm going to leave you now. And remember, keep practicing that. The next time we get together, I'm going to show you how you can let go of the old associations to the bad foods. But for now, keep practicing this over and over and over again. The more you do it, and it only takes a few minutes, but the more you do it, the stronger it becomes. It puts you in control because we're not driven by logic. We're driven by emotion. Keep trying it. You'll have a wonderful time. I wish you the best of luck. I'll see you next time.